Hello, everybody. This is Monica Regina Jones, and I'm here to do a broadcast. And my broadcast is going to be titled, Can You Handle a Rebuke? Can You Handle a Rebuke? What I'm learning is many times we do not like to be corrected. Human nature does not like to be corrected. We want to be the ones that have the answers. We want to be the ones that tell people things they don't know or even try to fix other people. But we ourselves personally don't like when we're rebuked. Whether it's from God or man, a lot of times rebukes causes offense. And the reason why it causes offense is because really, nobody likes to be told what to do. Nobody likes to be made to feel like they missed the mark or they messed up. But we're at a season, a time, where we have to get to the place where we can endure rebukes and not get offended, that we can endure it. Rebukes and say, okay, yeah, that's me. I need to make a change. I need to evaluate myself. I need to look at my patterns and look at the cycles that I've been in and understand that I have to do something about it. So today was a prime example. Today, one of my mentors did a video, and she ended up just sharply rebuking us, and because she felt vexed in her spirit, and as she was speaking, at first I was like, wow, she's really going off, and I'm like, I might shouldn't have clicked on this today, and all these different thoughts was going through my head when I was listening to it at first. And I mean, at first I wanted to just shut it off because I was like, man, I don't feel like hearing nobody lecture me today. I don't feel like hearing it. You know, it's not everybody. But the more I listened, I realized I was hearing her heart, what was in her heart. And what was in her heart was love. Like, she was rebuking us collectively because she could see the potential in us. It wasn't that she was name calling or insulting us. She just could see that probably most of us could do more than what we were actually doing. And the more she talked, I realized, I was like, well, yeah, she's telling the truth. You know, this is real. This is something that it's necessary and it's needed. And I just continued to listen, and I found myself, you know, apologizing for not being, I had missed one of the videos, well, two of the videos, and I went back and commented on that video, and I was just not trying to make an excuse, but just letting her know my situation. And I apologized. I said, well, I apologized, and I really desire to do better. And I'm learning that we have to start maturing, because when it comes to rebukes, because how are we going to grow? How are we going to become better if we don't take the rebuke in stride and understand the premise of the rebuke? It's not to hurt you, it's to help you. Now, yeah, there's some people that are condescending, but rebukes, true rebukes that are good for you, they don't condemn you. You may feel convicted, but you won't feel condemned. You may say, okay, I got to do better, but you won't say, I'm just a horrible person and I'm not fit and I just, you know, need to just jump off a cliff. No, No jumping off no cliffs, no doing, no overreacting, none of that. And I'm realizing that rebukes are a part of life. They start from the time we are babies to toddlers, to children, to teenagers, to young adults. And even on our jobs, you know, we face getting rebuked. And instead of us getting an attitude or getting upset and saying, who do they think they are? We need to really see them for who they are. It's like the voice of reason, the authority figure that's speaking into your life, saying, hey, straighten up, tighten up, because you can have more if you would just be open to what I'm telling you. I'm thinking now of the book of Proverbs, and I'm thinking about how it was saying about, you know, this being a book of instructions and taking heed and saying how wisdom is calling out. And I don't know, I just have a different ideology now about rebukes. You know, sometimes I used to just zone people out when they would try to rebuke me and be like, I don't want to hear it, or I'll just sit there and let them say what they're going to say, but I wouldn't give any feedback. I was being immature. You know, I was like, you try to rebuke me, I'm just going to zone you out. I'm going to tune you out. I'm not saying nothing to you because I'm mad. Just being childish. And it's funny. It's like I said earlier, we love to be the one that rebukes, but we don't want to be the one that receives the rebuke. You know, the word says that if you rebuke a fool, he'll hate you, but if you rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. And the reason why the wise men will love you, because you're like preserving them and showing them a way of doing something better. Showing them that that's not the right way. So I'm just like, rebukes are necessary. Not just from God, but from men. And most of the time, the Lord will use another human being to get his point across to you. A lot of times. You know, not to tear you down, but to help, you know, to help you build yourself up. He wants us to be builders and producers and not just consumers. He wants us to make our mark in this world, to let people know that we were here. He doesn't want us to just, you know, get up, go to work, come home, or get in this routine, you know, even go to church and come home. Like, he's looking for productivity. You know, a lot of times people, they say in the book of Genesis, when he told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply, they just think it was about having babies. But really, when he said be fruitful and multiply, I really believe that he was talking about it from different angles, not just sexually, not just reproducing themselves, but reproduce and be productive with things he had for them to do, with tilling the garden, with their ideas. We have to be fruitful and multiply. But if we're not going to do that, it's going to lead to stagnation. So, I don't know, I'm embracing rebukes now. I'm seeing the importance of a rebuke and not just humbling ourselves to receive it, but actually just taking it in and doing what we need to do to change our situation. That's really what it's all about. You know, we just, God wants to do so much in our lives, but we're so caught up in what we see, what's before us. And we allow what's before us a lot of times to keep us stuck. And we allow what's before us to keep us just not even, I mean, we're not even trying. We're just like, oh, I'm going through something. I'm going through. And we have to try to figure out, well, what can I do to stop continuously going through? What do I need to do to make a change? What do I need to do to redirect my path? What do I need to do? Because at the end of the day, it's about us being responsible for our actions. So, the next time someone rebukes you, not talk down to you, not disrespect you, that's not what I'm referring to. The next time someone rebukes you, just take a moment and really think about what they said and why they said it. And not get upset and angry, but really listen to what they said. And then look at yourself and be honest. Be honest with yourself. I mean, we could do more than what we do. Just a lot of times we're comfortable. We're comfortable being comfortable. We basically want to have great things in life without the work. And so when people see what you could be and they see you're not doing anything with what God's giving you, of course it makes them angry. And of course the rebuke comes. And you have to learn to embrace a rebuke. You have to embrace it. And look at it for what it is. It's to help you to be better. It's to help you have a different outlook and perspective on your situation. And I can honestly say that after that video, I really empathize with my mentor. I really empathize with her. Because I've had instances in my life where people were in my life and they were just content with where they were. They were complacent. But they had expressed to me some of their dreams. And then when I reminded them of their dream, they got upset with me. They got offended with me. And it was kind of like, you don't tell me. Or you're trying to, that rub me the wrong way when you said that. And you have that, you know, in your mind, you're like, well, what rubbed you the wrong way? I didn't say anything out of the way. I didn't say anything mean. But you touched a sensitive area within them. And it made them realize that, hey, I'm living below my means. I'm living below my potential. And for that moment, you shake them up because you allow them to see that, hey, I could be doing more than what I'm doing. But I'm just complacent where I'm at. I'm good where I'm at. I do, I hate. You know, but when God places people in your path that see more in you. But you got to see it in yourself. You got to see it in yourself. You know, you can't allow yourself to get bombarded with what you don't have and what everybody has. And you have to realize that you have to work for what you desire. And you have to make the most of the gifts that the Lord has given you. There's a reason why He gave you the gifts. There's a reason. And it's not for yourself. Not to hide them. But to share them with the world. And to be a blessing to other people. And that's really one of the main reasons why we're here. For His pleasure and to be a blessing to other people. It's not about what we think it's about. You know, we're not just here for no reason. Every life has reason. Every life has purpose. But if we continue to live our lives like there is no purpose for it, we're going to live a miserable life because we're not going to have any direction. We're not going to have any goals, any dreams, anything to work on to bring those things into fruition. It's just going to be a mundane life. And that's not, again, that's not why we're here. So, my prayer for today is that I pray for every person that doesn't like to deal with being rebuked. And I just pray that the Lord removes the hardened heart that's within you. And that the Lord gives you a heart of flesh. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the Lord renews your mind. For we aren't to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I pray that the Lord opens up our ears so we can hear and open up our eyes so that we can see what He is speaking and what He desires to bring into fruition in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you forgive us for our sins. I pray that you forgive us for living below our means, living below the potential you've given us. Forgive us for not using the gifts that you've given us. And forgive us for having an identity, not knowing our identity, because our identity is hidden in you, hidden in Christ. And Lord, we just ask that you lead and you guide us. Lead and guide us, Lord God. We are to trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways, we shall acknowledge you so that you can direct our path. So that we can fulfill the purpose that you placed us here, because Jesus died so that we can live the life that he would have lived. He paved the way when he gave up his life for us. And Lord, we just thank you for that. And we don't take that for granted. And we bless you and we thank you. And we pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And this is Monica Regina Jones signing off. Have a great day. Bye-bye.